Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kevin, fantastic to have you with us tonight as well.
I appreciate the invite into the safe space. I hear your official theme at the beginning. Yeah. I say, okay. All right. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Zero. All right, man. I'm happy to be here, man.
We're happy to have you, brother. We really love having you in anytime we can. And, I mean, we're just so deep here in the bullpen. We had Chris Arnold filling in on the G-Bag Nation. Mm-hmm. You're with us. And you also, I was listening to you all weekend long alongside Chris doing
Appreciate some fine work.
So a lot to get into tonight. Of course, we always start off with headlines off the top of the show. And we got Mike Fisher, our Cowboys insider, coming
yes,
on.
Yes, we do. Exclusive.
In about 20 minutes or so. And Fish wants to talk about this little story, Brew. And we played this at 10:20 on Friday night when we hit the E spot. But if you missed it, and I doubt that you did, because it's everyone is talking about it. But it's Ezekiel Elliott. He's twitching. He forgets to turn his stream off. And, well, he had this to say.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
Are you?
I don't know. I didn't even end my stream yet.
Are you?
Are you?
So Zeke goes and takes to Twitter earlier today after Sports Illustrated put out a story that has since been removed. I mean, as soon as Zeke put this out on his Twitter, it got removed. But he basically said, hey, you'll be hearing from my lawyers, because he was not apparently referring to he was high. He was drinking a little bit, playing some games. Nothing wrong with that at all. And now Zeke has since taken down his tweet as well, I believe. Do you have it?
It's right here in front of me.
I'm not getting access right now.
Well, the initial tweet, though, so the headline from SI.com, Ezekiel Elliott forgets to log off, admits to being high.
Which he did not do.
Right, to which Ezekiel Elliott quote tweets and says, actually, I was referring to the few drinks I had, which I said during the live stream. Doesn't that make this defamation? You guys will be hearing from my lawyers at SI now.
Uh-oh. So Mike Fisher, who just texted Kevin and myself and said, buckle up. He's going to talk about Ezekiel Elliott coming up next, so we can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic. Elsewhere locally here with the headlines is the NHL gets ready to restart their season. We found out at the end of last week, Dallas will not be asked as one of the bubble cities. They're going to have two bubble cities, one for the East, one for the West. Dallas was amongst the final 8 to 10 cities they were looking at. That's no longer going to be the case. But one story regarding Dallas Stars defenseman Roman Pollock that we got into a couple weeks ago, he's 34, and he's back at the Czech Republic where he's from. And he's previously stated that, you know, he's not really looking to come back and finish off the NHL season unless he absolutely has to. And Stars general manager Jim Neal spoke about that earlier today, saying, quote, we've had a good discussion. I understand his situation. Right now, he's not comfortable coming over. I've told him we've still got lots of time. And if you have a change of heart over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'd love to have you back. But I fully understand his situation also. Right now, I'd say he's probably not going to return to play. But the door is not closed either. It's open if he has a change of situation. So Roman Pollock, who had played 41 games for the Stars this season and assisted on 4 goals, may not be around when the restart happens for the NHL, something that we've been monitoring for the last few weeks. And Jim Neal, Stars general manager, basically now saying, hey, the conversations he's had with Pollock, he doesn't think he's coming here back to the States.
Yeah, and Pollock was set to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. He actually had signed a three-year contract with a club out in the Czech Republic. So interesting situation taking place with him and potentially returning. And by the sounds of it, sounds like he is pretty firm in his decision right now that, hey, I'm probably not going to be coming back for the restart of the NHL season here.
There is also a fantastic story on the DallasNews.com, Dallas Morning News, to check out regarding Steven Johns, another fellow Dallas Stars defenseman, as he goes into his battle where he thought his career was going to be over. He's had a lot of head trauma, a lot of concussion issues over the last year to 2 years, and he details his recovery from that. And I agree, from the 214, Johns is better. Roman Pollock, I don't know that he's older, and he's not great. He's a bottom-line defenseman. I don't know that I'd call him trash, but Steven Johns, 100%, the better player of the two. I don't disagree with you, 214. The 972 texting in, let's go Bleeders. And the 817, it's James, the UPS driver. Hope y'all had a great weekend. Let's get it, y'all. Love you, James. Appreciate you texting in to the show. Today, also a special day. It is the 100th anniversary of the founding of baseball's Negro Leagues today. And we've seen a number of people, whether it's sports or outside of sports today, issuing a Tip Your Cap campaign that was launched online with photos and videos from players such as Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, the family of Jackie Robinson. We've also had former U.S. presidents, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter also participate today. So a pretty neat anniversary, 100 years ago.
Yeah, Rube Foster started the Negro National League in 1920, and some of the greatest baseball players that we've ever seen play, from a Satchel Paige to a Jackie Robinson, Cool Papa Bell, made their way through the Negro Leagues. And it's kind of personal for me because I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and of course that's where the Negro League baseball museum is. So a pretty cool day out in Kansas City celebrating the 100 years of the Negro Leagues. And we've seen many a figure across, whether it be the political spectrum, sports individuals, recognizing what the Negro Leagues was and how they have contributed to the overall health of the game of baseball, bringing some of the biggest stars that we've ever seen in the game come through the Negro League. So pretty special day for those folks out there.
Kevin, another reason I'm excited to have you here is I think we have, alongside Kevin Hagelin, the three of us, you, myself, and Zero, the biggest UFC fans at the station.
Talk about it.
And we had, in my opinion, the fight of the year go down on Saturday night. 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Did you watch UFC Fight Night, Dustin Poirier versus Dan Hooker? Poirier winning. It goes all five rounds. He won via unanimous decision. Here was Dustin Poirier after the fight.
It was a tough one, man. You know, Dan came to fight. He's a tough guy. He's on the rise. He really thought that he was going to get past me. He talked a lot of trash, like he was going to move forward and fight the champ. But I'm the champ, man. This is what I do. I love this. I put all the work in. I trusted in my team and my skill and my work ethic and came here, pulled another one out, and I had a few more rounds left in me.
Safe to say you felt like you were in a fighting zone tonight?
I could have been a little bit sharper. I didn't move out the way of a few shots. Not that I disrespected Dan's power. I was just, I don't know, stayed in the pocket too long. I could have been a little sharper. At the end, I started getting my range and countering off of his lazy shots, pulling back and throwing my two down the middle. Landed a couple good. I could hear you guys when I landed, so I know it was causing some trauma, like making his head snap back and stuff. So I thought I might be still in the rounds with good shots like that, but I can do better than that.
Part of not having a crowd, it was pretty fun. You could hear Dustin Poirier and Dan Hooker could in the middle of their fight, they're listening to the analysis that Michael Bisping, Dominique Cruz, and John Anik are giving as they're calling the fight. And Bisping made some kind of reference to Dan Hooker, and you hear during the first round of the fight Dustin Poirier say, yeah, listen to Bisping, Dan. I mean, they're in the middle of the octagon, standing toe-to-toe, basically fighting in a phone booth. It was an absolutely fantastic card overall. But Poirier versus Hooker, if you have the opportunity to go back and find it on ESPN Plus or YouTube or anywhere, I can't encourage you enough to go back and watch it. I think it was the fight of the year. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. Already a fight of the year candidate in the UFC, and this is a guy, Dustin Poirier, right? A former UFC interim lightweight champion of the world, has been in big title fights, has been in big main events, and last night he came to fight, man. So I'm excited for him to get back into the win column. It's a stacked lightweight division with the champ, you know, Khabib Nurmagomedov still out there, you know, running around. So good for Poirier getting back in into the main event, getting a really tough win, and now he puts himself in position where he's on the short list of title candidates that could possibly get a shot at Nurmagomedov at some point in the future. You still got a tough division with guys like, who else you got in there? Anybody from, you know, geez.
In lightweight?
Yeah, in lightweight.
Well, I mean, Khabib, Justin Gaethje,
Conor
McGregor, if he's retired, if he's not retired. Certainly, there's a lot of names.
I have all the names in my head and my brain just like stopped all of a sudden.
I've been so many contenders. I had the same thing happen earlier. We're talking about who's Israel Adesanya going to fight in middleweight, and I just couldn't even think of
who are the
other contenders even in middleweight right now. No, so it happens. But the rest of the card was great. Mike Perry defeating Mickey Gall as
Platinum
well. Mike
Perry,
And he only had one cornerman, and it was actually not even a man. It was his girlfriend who cornered him for this fight. And, you know, that's something that goes overlooked. You know, these UFC fighters, they don't make a lot, especially if you're not in the upper echelon of the sport, and you've got to pay all three of your cornermen. So he goes ahead and says, enough of this. I'm not having anybody. I'm training by myself. I can't afford to pay anybody right now, and I'm just going to have my girlfriend corner me. And he ends up coming out with a unanimous decision victory, so a great UFC fight night card. Lots of baseball news to get into, though, today, and we'll get into more at 8:40 when we have Just Banging with Jared Sandler, who is texting me, trolling us for our UFC love, giving us a bunch of eggplant emojis, which is just rude and disrespectful, Jared. Okay?
Jared, don't get this night off started like that now.
Come on, dude.
We'll be talking to you later on.
All right, 8:40, we'll talk with Jared. We have a lot of news, though, in Major League Baseball. The Blue Jays today got cleared to return to Canada. They will play all of their 2020 home games in Toronto, and several players announcing that they are not going to participate in Major League Baseball's restart. It started with Mike Leake of the Diamondbacks earlier, issued a statement that said during this global pandemic, Mike and his family, and this is from his agent, Danny Horowitz, by the way, via Jeff Passan, Mike and his family had many discussions about playing this season. They took countless factors into consideration, many of which are personal to him and his family. After thorough consideration, he has chosen to opt out of playing in 2020. This was not an easy decision for Mike. He wishes the best of luck and health for his Diamondback teammates this season, and he's looking forward to 2021. So Mike Leake is out, as are two Washington Nationals, the defending world champs. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross have both opted out of the Major League Baseball season. And we also had, you know, over the weekend, the confirmed testing of several Rangers employees that have tested positive for the coronavirus. So not great news for Major League Baseball today in terms of COVID-19. However, we did find out July 23rd, the primetime matchup to start off the season will be Yankees versus Nationals. Are you looking forward to that?
It doesn't get much better than Garrett Cole and Max Scherzer kicking off the 2020 Major League Baseball season, of course.
Assuming Garrett Cole doesn't opt out.
Exactly. But Scherzer, of course, a former Cy Young Award winner, defending World Series champion, proud Missouri Tiger like myself. And Garrett Cole getting after it, signing one of the richest deals in the history of Major League Baseball, going to the New York Yankees. So you've got a lot of star power on both sides, right, when you start thinking about, you know, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and then Max Scherzer going up against that powerful lineup. Couldn't think of a better way to start off the 2020 Major League Baseball season. So excited to see once these guys get onto the baseball field, a 60-game sprint to the finish from start to finish, and we kick it off with Yankees and Nationals. So not too bad for Major League Baseball.
Also some NBA news to get into here, Mr. Kevin Gray.
Yeah, so Spencer Dinwiddie of the Brooklyn Nets has tested positive for COVID-19. So look, this whole bubble.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been talking all that trash?
Yeah.
He's been running his mouth a lot.
Yeah, so he tested positive for COVID-19, and you've seen other individuals like a Rudy Gobert, who reportedly is still recovering from COVID-19. He still doesn't have his complete sense of smell back from when he had coronavirus.
That's scary. That was 3 months ago.
Exactly, and doctors told him it may take him up to a year to completely get that back. So you're starting to see individuals test positive. We saw 16 out of 302 NBA players test positive for COVID-19 over the weekend as they get ready to go to Orlando for the whole bubble environment experiment down there. So the NBA, among other things, are trying to ensure the health and safety of these players as they get ready to go down to Orlando. But yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie testing positive for COVID-19.
And we also had today the news of J.R. Smith is about to sign. Is it confirmed yet, or is it just still speculated? J.R. Smith is going to sign with the L.A. Lakers. Yeah. We know last week Avery Bradley opted out of Disney World. J.R. Smith might not be better known for anything but this very play in the 2016 NBA Finals.
Plenty of time with 4.7 remaining. Hill misses. Rebound goes to the Cavs. J.R. Smith brings it back out. Throws it to Hill. Hill shot blocked. And we'll go to overtime. You get the feeling J.R. Smith thought they had the lead.
He didn't know the score.
I think exactly. That's a bad mistake by J.R. Smith.
Oh, no.
Oh, bro.
Oh, man, that is so good. Zero. Well done. Your audio
Zero on top of his
ABC
game tonight.
Sports
I see
fan.
You, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. J.R. Yeah. Smith back with LeBron and the Lakers.
Back with LeBron James as a Los Angeles Laker. Now, this comes on the heels of Avery Bradley opting out of playing in the bubble environment for the Los Angeles Lakers, so a roster spot open. And there had been previous rumors of J.R. Smith potentially going to play for the Los Angeles Lakers, and now that a roster spot did open, they decided to go ahead and make that official. So, yeah, your man J.R. Smith is going to reunite with LeBron James as he goes and tries to win another NBA championship down in the bubble environment. So good on J.R. Smith, though. He's a good shooter, man. A little boneheaded
I've
at
always
times.
Liked J.R.
Yeah, I like
but that
J.R.
That moment, man, you couldn't help but laugh.
Man,
and the memes that have come out of it are classic. From the 972, some of the players still partying, and now they're testing positive, shaking my head. And another player last Friday came out, Jabari Parker, had tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, and the Kings are aware of this, but someone spotted Jabari Parker out playing tennis without a mask on.
Uh-oh.
After testing positive for COVID-19. So, wow, not a good look for Jabari Parker. We also had Nets forward Wilson Chandler opting out of Disney World today as well, as he adds his list to the players that won't be participating in the NBA's return. And how about the Toronto Raptors? Already in Fort Myers, Florida. Think of this, Kevin. If the Raptors want to try and repeat as champions and they make it all the way to the finals, they'll have spent 4 months isolated away from their families, really out of their home country, being from Toronto, Canada, in Florida, as they're in Fort Myers before Walt Disney opens for NBA teams to come there. Pretty crazy for Toronto.
Yeah, Nick Nurse, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and that whole basketball team already in Florida trying to get themselves acclimated to the environment that they'll be potentially in Orlando. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to move forward. This is a team that already has been playing really well at the halt of the NBA season. So Nick Nurse and the Toronto Raptors looking to keep that same momentum they had before the pause of the NBA season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.